My fellow Americans, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. Good to be back with you tonight. Yes, sir. We're up here in the great Rocky Mountains of the USA in Idaho County, Idaho, where we have our headquarters of our two police and military organizations. One is the Police and Military Against the New World Order, and the other is our Police and Military Publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Publication on Constitutional issues, and so we represent here literally thousands of our brothers and sisters in uniform and their feelings about trying to get our brothers and sisters in uniform to know that we have a duty to perform. There are those within our nation at the top levels of our governments, and I say governments because it's not just the USA, who wish to use our brothers and sisters in uniform to enslave the people of this nation and other nations around the world under their anti-God, anti-freedom, United Nations-led world government system. And, of course, we understand as police officers and soldiers, because we read history and we see that no tyranny could be successful unless our police and soldiers help to subjugate the people of our nations. And these internationalists who control our governments intend to gain, through any means possible, total dictatorial control over the peoples of the world. But we also know that they cannot realize this goal if there would be enforcers, our brothers and sisters in uniform, fellow police officers and soldiers, refuse to assist them in their treachery. So what we do here many hours a day is we send out material, educational material, and answer letters and so forth from those police officers and soldiers that write to us and subscribe to our police and military constitutional publication. And our police and military that help us with this endeavor are all volunteers. So we keep very busy. I've been working long hours every day. I'm retired from law enforcement now. For those not listening to this program very often, I'm Officer Jack McLam, now retired, and I am able to work every day and try to reach out into the hearts and minds of our brothers and sisters in uniform. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program and the news.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
On the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'd like to open the phones up tonight before we get started with the news here. So if you'd like to call in, that'll be just fine. Call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you have something you'd like to talk about tonight. Congresswoman seeks reenlistment probe. We want to thank a Colorado congressman who is seeking a congressional investigation into allegations that Iraqi war veterans near the end of their enlistment were given a choice between reenlisting or being sent back to Iraq. Democratic Republican Diana DeGretti, in a letter to House Armed Services Committee Chairman Duncan Hunter, Republican from California, asked him Monday to look into whether the White House or civilian Pentagon officials are pressuring the military to use coercive tactics to get soldiers to reenlist in order to maintain the force level necessary to fight the war in Iraq and war on terror. Well, of course, there doesn't have to be much of an investigation there, dear Democratic Congressperson Diana DeGretti. Although we thank you for your efforts, it is true. The White House is threatening our brothers and sisters in uniform if they don't re-up, that's re-enlist, they will be sent immediately back on the next boat to Iraq into danger once again. Even if they just left there, they are going back if they don't re-enlist. So We put that out in our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter just 4 weeks ago, and we had interviews from several of the officers that had been threatened, soldiers that had been threatened just like that. But so we want to thank this congressperson for getting involved, because it is absolutely just incredible that our government would do that, our president would do that to our brothers and sisters in uniform. Military stop loss plans puts service members' futures in limbo. That's these orders, you know, that once again the Bush White House has put in the stop loss order, forcing some members of our country's volunteer armed forces to remain in service beyond their contractually agreed upon term of getting out. Like thousands of men and women in our military, this one man, our brother, Mr. Prosper, Louis Prosper, who spent half his life in the Army and was looking forward to starting a new life at middle age, getting out, in other words, he's 41, has had to rethink his future for this time. At this time, he says, "I was ready to retire, but I'm a soldier," said Prosper, a 25-year veteran who has reached the rank of sergeant major. He says, "Before we give these soldiers bad leadership, I'd rather stay in uniform and do the job." He's a good guy, as most of our soldiers are. The ongoing operations in Iraq and Afghanistan are severely stretching the armed forces, as we know very well, a situation that some experts suggest may grow worse within the next 2 years. Oh, you better believe it, folks. We're going into Iran next. Any day, we're going to be bombing Iran. Count on it. That's the next target. In a year and a half or 2 years, there is going to be a huge personnel shortage, said Andrew Exum, a retired Army captain who served in Afghanistan. "You can't keep these guys in for good," he says. Exum and others are worried that the stop-loss orders could dissuade current service members from reenlisting and reduce new enlistments. It certainly has and certainly will, folks. But, of course, now, instead of just allowing them to get out as they're supposed to at the end of their term, the end of their contract, they're forcing them in, saying, "If you don't re-sign up, we're going to send you back to Iraq on the next boat, next plane, next camel, whatever." Officer says here, Exum says, retired Army captain, here it is, who served in Afghanistan, says this: "The biggest effort will be on those who might have reenlisted," Exum said. "The senior non-coms and majors and colonels are not going anywhere. But they are not the ones fighting this war," he said, "of the enlisted volunteers who make up the bulk of the fighting force." The Pentagon issued its latest stop-loss order in June, forcing thousands of men and women to stay in the military and requiring many to return to combat duty well beyond their agreed-upon period of active service. The effect of the order has been that thousands of members of the all-volunteer forces no longer are serving voluntarily. But Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry and Arizona Senator John McCain have condemned the administration's policy as kind of a backdoor draft. Yeah, you're going to get a backdoor draft come June 2005. The real draft is going to go in, folks. Not only are we going to stop these soldiers from getting out, but we're going to start drafting our boys and girls in this nation. Last month, a member of the California National Guard filed suit in federal court in San Francisco challenging the Bush administration's stop-loss policy on the premise that such orders can be issued only during a war officially declared by Congress. He's right. We're in another unconstitutional war because it has not been declared by Congress. He says, "We challenge the authority the government is going on in this situation," says Joshua Sonheimer, one of the attorneys representing the guardsmen, who is identified only as John Doe, very smart, in the suit in an effort to protect his privacy. You better believe it. If they find out who it is, he's going to be in deep kimchi, that's for sure. Sonheimer, his attorney, said his client, a former Marine who served in the current Iraq conflict, has had to postpone his plans to attend college. His life is a bit in limbo right now, said his attorney. In the all-volunteer armed services, it's agreed that on a contractual basis, they will serve. Active duty periods are specified as to a period of reserve status, as is a period of reserve status. What was it here? What was that guy again? Officer Exum, for example, served active duty for 4 years, but is contractually bound to another 4 years in the reserves. Military service has been voluntary since 1973 when the draft came to an end as the Vietnam War drew to a close, and then tours in theaters of operations were limited to 1 year for the most part. The stop loss is having a tremendous impact on morale. We know that here at our Police and Military Association from the letters and emails we get from our brothers and sisters out there has been caught in this stop loss program. Charles Moskis, a sociology professor at Northwestern University who specializes in the military, says the stop loss is having tremendous impact on morale. Professor Moskis, who recently met with U.S. troops in Baghdad, said the demographics of the U.S. Armed Forces have changed drastically since service became voluntary more than 30 years ago. The National Guard and Reserves are involved this time, he said. It is a much more married force with families involved. Before the invasion of Iraq, then Army Chief of Staff General Eric Shinecki said in congressional hearings that several hundred thousand troops would be required to maintain stability in the country after full combat ended. Shinseki, suggestion quickly was dismissed by Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, a view later echoed by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Currently, there are more than 130,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. The latest stop loss order was bolstered by a separate decision to enroll 5,600 members of the 111,000 strong individual ready reserve soldiers who, like Exum, Officer Exum, have completed their specified period of active duty but remain on reserve status until their contractual commitment is completed. Well, this is not good, folks. We're having a terrible problem recruiting, and you can understand why, with the president issuing such orders like this stop-loss orders and also now threatening our brothers and sisters whose term of duty is up. If they don't reenlist, he's sending them immediately in the time they have left back into Iraq, and then he'll hit them with stop-loss orders so they can't get out, and they're going to keep them in Iraq or Iran, which we're going to in the very near future. So this is not good at all, because we of course are watching this very closely, and it's having a devastating effect on recruitment, these type of activities, because they're darn right evil. They are evil, folks. There's no two ways around it. Death sentence here and abroad. We thank Lauren Monette for coming out with this depleted uranium report. Just came out, by the way. She says Vietnam was a chemical war for oil, permanently contaminating large regions and countries downriver with Agent Orange, and environmentally the most devastating war in world history. But since 1991, the U.S. has staged four nuclear wars using depleted uranium weaponry, which, like Agent Orange, meets the U.S. government definition of weapons of mass destruction. Vast regions of the Middle East and Central Asia have been permanently contaminated with radiation, right on target. There, Mrs. Lauren Moret, it is. We'll be right back with more of her information here about it, what's going on with the depleted uranium, folks. Stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is that old cop, Jack McLam, and the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in and talk about anything. I'm going to be talking about this new report on depleted uranium poisoning of our troops. That number to call in if you'd like to, and you can talk about this subject or anything else, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's go back to Lauren Manette. Morette here, I'm sorry. She's saying that, what about our soldiers over that are involved in the depleted uranium today? Terry Jamison of the Department of Veterans Affairs reported this week to the American Free Press that Gulf area veterans now on medical disability since 1991, my wife being one of those folks, number 518,739, with only 7,000 of these reported wounded in Iraq at the same time 14 years ago, that 14-year period. Okay, so we have 7,000 that have reportedly been wounded in Iraq, but 518,739 that are on medical disability today. This week, the American Free Press dropped a dirty bomb on the Pentagon by reporting that 8 out of 20 of our men and women who served in one unit in 2003 U.S. military offensive in Iraq now have cancer malignancies. Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. Listen to what I'm saying here. 8 out of 20 men who served, and of course they mean women too, who served in one unit in the 2003 U.S. military offensive in Iraq now have malignancies. That means that 40% of the soldiers in that unit have developed cancer malignancies in just 16 months. Since these soldiers were exposed to vaccinations and depleted uranium, only this is strong evidence, or let's say, let me read it again. Since these soldiers were exposed to vaccines and depleted uranium only, comma, this is strong evidence for researchers and scientists working on this issue that DU is the definitive cause of Gulf War syndrome. Vaccines are not known to cause cancer. One of the first published researchers on Gulf War syndrome, who also served in 1991 in Iraq, Dr. Andreas Both, is in agreement with Barbara Goodnow from the Department of Defense's Deployment Health Support Directorate that this war's soldiers were not exposed to chemicals, pesticides, bioagents, or other suspect causes this time to confuse the issue. This powerful new evidence is blowing holes in the cover-up perpetrated by the Pentagon and three presidential administrations ever since DU was first used in 1991 in the Persian Gulf War. 14 years after the introduction of DU on the battlefield in 1991, the long-term effects have revealed that DU is a death sentence and very nasty stuff. Scientists studying the biological effects of uranium in the 1960s reported that it targets the DNA. Marion Falk, a nuclear physical chemist retired from the Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab and formerly involved with the Manhattan Project, must be an old gal, interprets the new and rapid malignancies in soldiers from the 2003 war as spectacular and a matter of deep concern. This evidence shows that the three effects which DU, that's depleted uranium, has on biological systems, that's radiation, chemical, and particulate, the particulate effect from nano-sized particles is the most dominant one immediately after exposure and targets the master code of the DNA. This is bad news, but it explains why DU causes a myriad of diseases which are difficult to define. In simple words, DU trashes the whole body. When asked if the main purpose for using it was for destroying things and killing people, Dr. Falk was more specific. She says, "I would say that it is the perfect weapon for killing lots of people, including our own soldiers. Soldiers developing malignancies so quickly since 2003 can be expected to develop multiple cancers from independent sources or causes. This phenomenon has been reported by doctors in hospitals treating civilians following NATO bombing with DU in Yugoslavia in 1998, 1991, and the U.S. military invasion of Iraq using DU for the first time in 1991. Medical experts report that the phenomenon of multiple malignancies from unrelated causes has been unknown until now and is a new syndrome associated with internal DU exposure. Just 467 U.S. personnel were wounded in the three-week Persian Gulf War 1990 to 1991. Out of 580,400 soldiers who served in the Gulf War I, 11,000 are now dead. By 2000, there were 325,000 on permanent medical disability. Folks, this is a crime against nature. This is truly mad leaders destroying our youth of this nation. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, folks, we're back, and this is that old cop, Jack McLam. Welcome back to the program. I'm just beside myself, and our brothers and sisters, soldiers here, and others. This is just incredible, folks, just absolutely incredible. Out of 580,400 soldiers who served in Gulf War I, 11,000 are now dead, and by 2000, there was 325,000 on permanent medical disability. This is an astounding number of disabled vets, and it means that a decade later, 56% of those soldiers who served now have medical problems. And folks, we're going through this again right now. Matter of fact, I forget if it was a 6 times or 10 times the depleted uranium was used in the Gulf War this time than was used last time, and it's still being used today, right now, as we speak, every day. Let's go right now to Sam in Missouri. Sam, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing okay, Jack. I guess you could say it sure fits right into the population control agenda, doesn't it?
It certainly does, brother, and it also makes me think, you know, we've been concerned for years that the military would start chipping our soldiers so that putting chips, this has been talked about a long time, that had a capsule in it that could be discharged from satellite and could poison the soldiers in case the soldiers actually wanted to stand up and fight for America instead of fight as mercenaries in these internationalist wars.
Yes.
Here we have our soldiers coming back and dying, or they're totally disabled, like my wife was just months ago, you know? And so it just breaks your heart because reminds me of Kissinger. You remember Kissinger in the book, Sam?
Yeah.
Kiss the boys goodbye. In his statement, Kissinger said military men are so dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. And that's the way our soldiers are being treated today, brother. And it just makes me very, very sad and angry.
Well, and this is the thing, Jack. This is why a word, the word of words like what Kissinger used need to be what he said needs to be gotten out to everybody. If there were
everybody.
Enough, if enough people got angry over their sons and daughters being called stupid,
yes,
you know, they would understand these wars for what they really are.
They certainly would, brother. They certainly would.
Well, I just had one thing I wanted to mention, Jack, real quick, in case we have any would-be micro-broadcasters that would want to participate. Tomorrow is our weekly Saturday conference that we
yes.
do, national conference call.
Okay, give us that information, Sam, because I want to encourage our listeners to tune in tomorrow, get on the conference line, and get some more, get a lot more of these micro-broadcasting systems up. They're just doing marvelous things in the communities, brother,
yes.
as you know.
Absolutely.
To awaken the people that have been asleep a long time. Go ahead and give out that information.
All righty. This is the National Association of Micro-Broadcasters conference call. Now, it will cost you to make the call, but it doesn't cost you anything to participate other than, now, if you have, of course, if you have unlimited, it's even better yet, you know, unlimited long distance.
Yes.
But even so, once you make the call, here's the number you'll need to call to get in.
Okay.
It is area code 775-533-8340.
Okay.
That's right. Now, when
there's a pin that you need, too, isn't there?
That's right. When the system answers, it's going to give you two options when it first answers. It's going to give you the option of pressing 1 if you want to learn more about the conference bridge, or if you want to press 2 to enter or start a conference.
Okay.
And you'll want to press the digit 2 when the system answers.
I'm writing this down. Press number 2.
Right.
All right.
Now, then after the lady talks for about 5 seconds, she'll ask you for your PIN number.
Okay.
And here is the PIN number you'll need to enter.
Okay.
224469 and the pound key. That's that key to the right of the zero.
69 and then the pound key.
Right. 224469.
224469.
Now,
folks, Sam, could you take just a minute to tell the people what is so important about this conference call in the morning? Some of them probably, there may and very well probably are people that don't have any idea what we're talking about. Tell them what we're talking about, Sam, would you?
Okay, this call is to educate you on what micro-broadcasting is, if it's something you'd like to pursue, what is required for getting into it. You get to meet other micro-broadcasters and other would-be wannabe micro-broadcasters.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's just a good way for all of us to get together and chat, and we have a lot of fun, too, while we're doing it, while we're educating people. And this conference call will be at the following times. In the Central Time Zone, you will call that number I just gave at 11
okay.
o'clock a.m.
That's Central Time.
Right.
Okay.
For
and
Pacific, it will be 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Okay.
Right. And, of course, for Eastern, it's 12
gotcha. Okay.
p.m.
Okay. Well, very good. Folks, this is one of the most exciting things happening in America today. By the way, yesterday morning, Sam, I had Joe McNeil on my show, the morning show, and he just, of course, did a marvelous job. And, folks, there's nothing more exciting in America today than using mass communications and you being able to use it yourself from your own house or business to educate the people in your community. It's just nothing more exciting. We have Joe McNeil up here on top of the mountain. Sam knows him personally. And he broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from his home. And for the first time, the farmers and ranchers in this area have something other than country and Western music, Christian radio, a minister speaking from now and then, and rock music. It's the first time this community, according to some of the farmers I've talked to, have ever had talk radio in this area. In other words, getting the truth coming into them, because our newspapers in this area, too, are controlled, and they can't get the kind of information we're putting out right now, Sam. You're going out right now in off Joe McNeil's micro broadcast right now throughout all of Idaho, or Idaho County here, or a lot of it anyway. And it's just exciting to know that for the first time, these very fine Christian people, the vast majority of people here in Idaho County are Christians, are getting the truth in communications.
Well, and here's
and
the
that's
thing,
exciting, Sam.
Here's the thing to think about for those people listening.
Yeah.
This is a peaceful way to try to promote positive change in our country.
That's right.
It's one of the last peaceful things that we have to do, and it's very important that we get as many of these little stations up as possible, because the information that Jack just gave you before I called is not being heard by as many people as we would like to hear it. And this is the only way we're going to get it done. In fact, I talked to one radio network that I broadcast here today, Jack, and they told me that it's very, very hard to get good talk radio like what we do here up on these mom-and-pop radio stations, because they're so afraid of losing advertisers.
That's right. Yes, the advertisers can threaten them.
That's right.
If they're liberals, and so many business people are liberals across the country, they threaten them. If you don't get rid of that program, we're going to pull out our advertising. And, of course, out of survival, they have to shut down good programming like Sam does back there in Missouri and Joe McNeil does up here in the Idaho County.
Well, something I want to share with you, just to give you an idea, under the current little bait and carrot stick approach that they've thrown out to try to give the appearance that they would like to see microbroadcasting in this country, our government stated that people have to be 501c3. Now, here's what happens if you go the 501c3 route like they would want you to do.
That's a government entity.
That's right.
It just became a government entity.
That's exactly right. And a little story that ran here just the other day, the Reverend Patrick J. Mahoney, who is with the Christian Coalition, decided he was going to ask the IRS if it was okay to pray for the president. And the IRS yesterday responded and said, no, it is not okay to pray for either the president or anything political. Now, Jack, tell me something in our lives that is not political these days.
Or religious.
That's exactly
right.
Everything,
the Bible tells us everything is supposed to be religious. Everything we do is supposed to involve our religion.
That's right.
Yes.
What we have here is an anti-God, anti-Christ government these days. And this is what we're standing up against, and I want to point out, just in case we have any new listeners, this is not about anti-government. We're for constitutional government here. This has nothing to do with anti-government, but we as Christians are called to stamp out corruption wherever we find it.
Amen, brother. Well put. Yes. Well, Sam, I appreciate you for sharing that with us. Now, do I have this right? I wrote this down. National Association of Micro Broadcasting conference call tomorrow morning, Pacific Times, 9 a.m. Central, it's 11 a.m. And the number that you dial in is 775-533-8340. And then you'll listen to the lady and you press number 2. And then when she asks for it, you give your PIN number, which is 224469, and then the pound button.
That's correct.
Did I do it right?
You got it.
Okay, brother. Well, thank you so much, Sam, for calling in. This is one of the greatest things going on in America today to inform people that have no other way to get this kind of information. So, Sam, thank you and your wife, Trish, too, for all you do for the people of Missouri with this micro-broadcasting. And also around the country that you're helping people get established. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. God bless you. Stay strong, Jack.
Okay, Lord bless you, too. Say hi to Trish.
You betcha. Sure will.
Bye-bye.
Now. Bye-bye.
Yeah, wonderful. Just wonderful. I'm so excited, folks, because I've spent 23 years now as a cop, and I'm a veteran Vietnam war era vet, and I've seen what has happened in this nation as our children have gone to the government fool systems for at least four generations now. They've been taught nothing about the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, their rights. They talk about U.N. Rights, which are nothing but government privileges, and they denigrate the United States, and they denigrate the Founding Fathers and everything. And now, four generations later, we have parents that have grown up with that kind of education. We have their children who have grown up now, and those children are having grandchildren, and they don't know about what made America great. They don't know that God, the Founding Fathers placed this nation on biblical foundations. And we've read the quotes here to you over and over again about that. Our children don't know, and now our children are parents, and they don't know, so they certainly can't teach their children, and their children are still going to the government fool system and being brainwashed into the understanding that God is dead, and they came from the goo, went to the zoo, and then became you, evolution type stuff. And so the only way to get the truth out today, because the media is controlled, folks, is for us to take it back into our hands. A mother listening to me tonight that has to be home, or perhaps wants to be home with her children, can set up a micro broadcasting system in her home, in her garage, anywhere there, or her husband can do the same for $500 to $600. $500 to $600, you can start putting the broadcasting that you're hearing on Republic Broadcasting Network, any of the other alternative network systems, out into your community, to the people in your community that many of them love God and freedom. They just don't know that through a lack of knowledge, they're part of the problem. Yes, I keep going back, and I hope everybody will write this down. I'm going to try to use it almost daily, because I think it tells exactly what's going on in America today, and that is the quote from the Holy Scriptures, Isaiah 5:13. Print that out, folks. Put it on your mirror in your bathroom. Every time you shave or brush your teeth, read it and commit it to memory. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity, because they have no knowledge. If that doesn't describe the American people today, I don't know what does. We deal with police and soldiers here, awakening the hearts and minds of very fine people in uniform, teaching them what their oath is all about, teaching them who they took their oath to. And it wasn't to the government. It wasn't these despots, treasonous people in high-level government. They didn't take their oath to those people. They took it to the Constitution and the American people. It is, I remember Theodore Roosevelt, who said patriotism means to stand by the country. It doesn't mean stand by the president or any public official, save exactly to the degree that that public official himself stands by the country. That's patriotism. But our American people don't know this. They perish for lack of knowledge, so says God in the Scriptures. Let's go to Brother Drew in Arkansas. Drew, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. God bless you, man. You're doing a great job up there.
Good to talk to you. Having a lot of fun dealing with a lot of good people in uniform, brother. As you know, it's they're a wonderful group of people to work with.
You got that right. Just because you didn't come to country and go in country with me, that doesn't mean that I don't love you and respect for the fact that you were there.
Okay, brother. Well, I tried in my foolishness at 17. I tried to go, but they wouldn't let me.
I understand that.
I was back in the jungles doing other nasty stuff, but I never never got over there in the midst of that problem you were in, brother. And I sure honor you and praise you for being there and doing what you did. And I'm glad you got home safe, brother.
Well, you can say that again.
Semper Fi,
I think the Lord blessed me in keeping me safe to come home so I could do what I'm doing now, and that is the continuation of Joe's comments from Missouri on micro broadcasters. Frank Whalen, franklyspeakingradio.com, is advertising on his website the conference call for tomorrow morning.
Oh, good.
Along with all the data that's needed. And Joe forgot to mention that those guys up there in Vermont, that That is East Coast time there in Vermont, guys. That's 12 noon for you guys.
Oh, in Vermont.
Yeah,
okay.
Those guys up there, sometimes they kind of forget what time it is.
Okay, yeah.
And then the boys over in Hawaii, it's 6 a.m. for you guys out there in the Sun State.
Oh, boy, the conference call 6 a.m., huh?
So 6 a.m. for Hawaii. There are some people over there that are interested that I know of. They're listening to your show, and I'm actually on my hands and knees begging them to get up early and come on in.
Yes,
last week we were on for I said Joe. I meant Sam.
Sam, yes.
Hold me over. I want to mention this.
Okay, brother. We'll be right back. Folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program and a great Marine down there in Arkansas. We'll be right back with both in just a few minutes.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Have a couple minutes left, and Drew's still on the line. Let's bring our dear Marine brother Drew on the line here. Drew, go right ahead.
Sir, in giving praise to Sam up there in Missouri, there's a lot of people in Missouri that are getting the truth from his micro broadcasting station. And today, John Stadtmiller had a fantastic guest bringing forth the truth. There's people over there in Asheville, North Carolina, need to get get online and get their system up. And those guys down in Hawaii, I know that you guys have, are having problems trying to fight a frequency, but there are 17 frequencies available. So get online, because you can bring forth this truth that John Stadtmiller is bringing forth on RBN, and of course your show in the evening. And we need to get some supporters out there to help you get on shortwave.
Yes, brother, that would be wonderful. So, I keep hoping that maybe I'll get some support from someplace.
Yes, sir, and until we can get support for the shortwave, we need to let everybody know microbroadcasting is not that much. It's not hard to get involved. You can start small, extremely small, and grow from it, but to the satisfaction of bringing back and taking back America to what our founding fathers did 200 years ago, we've got to do this, and this is the easiest way, as Sam said. This is the peaceful way. This is the last step before battle.
First Amendment is the last step. Once the First Amendment ends, it's over, brother.
Yes, sir. God bless you. I'll take it from here. I'll get off the line. You have a great show. Tell the family I said hello. God bless.
I sure will, Drew. Thank you, brother. Say, folks, remember that conference call tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, Pacific time, 8 or 9 a.m., and you can kind of... Central time is 11 a.m. And once again, get online and learn. All you got to do is ask questions and listen in. Nobody's going to hold you to anything, folks. Get online. We ask you, we pray for you to pray about this and ask the Lord if you shouldn't use $500-$600, even less than that, to get started and get a micro broadcasting system set up in your home or your business, your garage, and start preaching the truth like a minister does. You know, you don't need to be on there yourself. You can be if you want to be. Joe comes on and Sam comes on and does wonderful shows on their micro broadcasting system, but you don't have to. You can just pump through Republic Broadcasting Network like you're listening to right now. And so call them tomorrow morning at 775 area code 533-834-0, and then press number 2 when the little lady gives you your options, 1 and 2, press 2, and then put in the PIN number when she asks you to, and that is 69, and then press the pound button. You'll be on with these wonderful guys like Sam and Joe and many others who are members of the National Association of Micro Broadcasting. Folks, they help you for free. They answer all your questions. They don't charge you a dime for helping you set up your system. And you can be broadcasting wonderful information, necessary, critical information, like I just put out today from Lauren Morat on this death sentence for our troops and their families. Folks, I didn't even get into that the soldiers are bringing this home from the war and infecting their families at home. We may get into that the next program. This is Friday night. Hope you have a great weekend. And don't forget, the Lord loves you, but we have to put feet to our prayers and get out and do something other than just pray about it. God bless all of you. Have a great weekend. This old cop truly loves you, America. I truly do. Have a great evening.
Connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with and others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.